center with our public safety partners and city departments, overseeing a coordinated response to last night's demonstration. Our goal, as always, is to protect First Amendment rights and ensure the safety of all San Franciscans. Last night's demonstration was larger than Sunday's, and notably, it was significantly calmer. We delivered a clear message on Sunday. We will always protect the right to protest peacefully, but violence and destruction have no place in our city. That message was heard. Throughout the day and night, I was in close contact with organizers of the demonstration. I want to thank them for their leadership and their commitment to keeping the event peaceful. As the march was ending, when most participants had dispersed, a small group broke off and began damaging property. Our officers responded swiftly, made arrests, and ensured the area was secured. Vandalizing local businesses with hateful language, damaging property, is unacceptable. When that happens, law enforcement will take action. I know there is fear and anxiety in our communities. As mayor, I will always protect your right to make your voices heard peacefully. And I will always work to ensure that every resident feels safe in their own city. I want to thank our public safety and law enforcement officers for their effective and professional response. I want to thank our city departments for their coordinated efforts, including the Public Works and OEWD teams who are cleaning up graffiti and damaged property. And I want to thank the community members who raised their voices peacefully and powerfully. While we keep our city safe every day, and we will manage these incidents as they arise, the work of the city continues. I just participated in a pre-planned interagency tabletop exercise to make sure we are prepared in the event of an earthquake. And today, I am introducing legislation to tackle the enduring challenge of RV homelessness with compassion and accountability. No child should grow up in San Francisco forced to live in a car. And no parent should have to raise their children in those conditions. We must give families a better option. And we must provide clean and safe streets for our communities and small businesses. That's what this plan does. This legislation puts in place citywide parking limits of 2 hours for oversized vehicles. We will prioritize housing and services, expand outreach, and conduct enforcement. RVs across San Francisco are affecting neighborhoods, public safety, and most importantly, people's lives. We are changing that starting today. I'd like to introduce SFPD Deputy Chief Derek Liu now.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. I want to start by saying thank you to all our public safety partners who are joining us today, and thank you to Mayor Daniel Lurie. We have been working closely in coordination since the weekend, planning for anything that might occur. And what you saw yesterday was that planning in action. I want to continue to make it clear that everyone has the right to protest and exercise their First Amendment rights in San Francisco. That has always been one of our city's core values. And yesterday, we saw thousands of people gathering at City Hall and marching through the Mission District, peacefully demonstrating and making their voices heard. Thank you to everyone who showed respect for your community and fellow San Franciscans. That is your right, and the SFPD will always work with you. I also want to thank our officers who have been working hard over the last 2 days. Many are working long hours. You have shown the utmost professionalism. Last night, however, was not without any trouble. As the crowds dispersed, some smaller groups splintered off and began engaging in vandalism and property destruction. As we've said over and over, this kind of behavior has no place in our city. Around 10 p.m., we issued a dispersal order after multiple individuals committed vandalism, destroyed property, and obstructed traffic around Market and Van Ness. Our officers encircled roughly 80 individuals and made arrests, which assisted us in immediately taking control of the situation. Throughout the morning, we will continue compiling our arrest numbers and have a full tally by the end of the day. This small group of individuals does not represent the thousands of people yesterday who were peaceful and respectful. I want to thank our public safety partners who assisted us last night, including the San Francisco Sheriff's Office and the California Highway Patrol. We will continue over the days and weeks to come to coordinate and prepare for anything that may occur. Make no mistake, we are ready for anything. Finally, I want to tell our immigrant communities that we support you and we are committed to building trust with you. If you witness or are a victim of a crime, you can come forward to the SFPD without fear. Immigration enforcement is the federal government's job. It is not the responsibility of the SFPD, and we have a long-standing sanctuary city ordinance in San Francisco. Again, I want to thank our officers who are working hard every single day to make our city safe. Thank you. I'll turn it over to Assistant Sheriff Carter.
Good morning. The San Francisco Sheriff's Office first wants to thank Daniel Lurie for his direction and clarity in public safety, and also for our San Francisco Police Department for working alongside of them in this effort. In order to facilitate people's First Amendment rights for activities scheduled for City Hall and the Mission District, the San Francisco Sheriff's Office has done two things. We've activated our emergency service unit and special response teams and provided vehicles for transport to booking at the county jail, where the people were processed at the jail. Many were cited and some were arrested. Those numbers will be forthcoming. We just really appreciate the opportunity to be out here in public safety working for the public. And again, we thank the mayor for his efforts.
Anyone else? No. Okay. I'm happy to take questions. I want to also just shout out on the RV legislation. I want to make sure I get the names, all the supervisors. We have five co-sponsors on it. Supervisor Myrna Melgar has been incredibly supportive, and I will get you, we will get you the list of all five sponsors, but it is a lot of support. I also want to thank Chief Dean Crispin for his work. Many of us were here at the Emergency Operations Center late into the night last night, and Chief Crispin alongside fire, alongside PD and sheriffs was incredibly supportive. So thank you, Chief. Happy to take questions.
So what I can say is we did deploy less lethal munitions in response to what was going on at that moment in time. I don't have details on that.
This is now the second night in a row that we've seen some of these peaceful protests turn somewhat violent. We saw a very similar pattern down in LA before federal authorities were deployed. So how closely are you watching that, and what are you working on to possibly prevent the increase of federal authorities?
Oh, I think last night was much calmer. I think it was much more coordinated. I also really appreciate the organizers of the protest. There was no conversation with anybody on Sunday night. Last night there was. And I also want to applaud labor leaders yesterday who had a demonstration and a protest that was all peaceful during the day. We had multiple protests during the day that were peaceful. So I think we are showing the country how you can do this in a peaceful, respectful manner. So I thought we were much better coordinated last night, and it was eventually much calmer than the night before.
Yeah. Safety line for what they often say feels like temporary housing.
Yeah, we're going to lead with services. It's a great question, and that is what this legislation does. It leads with compassion. It leads with services. It leads with places where people can live. I have seen the conditions, though, also of those RVs, and many of them are not conditions that are suitable. And so, really, our legislation, and Kunal is here and can answer those questions as well. Kunal, you want to give a little color?
We understand that pairing this two-hour parking restriction requires us to partner with the families, elderly folks who are in RVs to have a better situation. So we're adding additional outreach capacity, additional housing capacity with new rapid rehousing and interim housing solutions. We're also pairing it with the vehicle buyback program, recognizing that this is often a person's only asset so that they're compensated for it as we help them get a path to housing.
Does this legislation include any like safe RV parking sites or anywhere where those who want to stay in can stay in there?
I'm going to let Kunal answer that question. I just want to also thank Supervisor Mandelman, Supervisor Engardio, Supervisor Dorsey, and Supervisor Sherrill, along with Supervisor Myrna Melgar, for their leadership in co-sponsoring this legislation. And I'll let Kunal answer that question.
We've had the experience of trying a safe parking site here in San Francisco. It wasn't particularly successful. It was the most expensive and least effective homelessness support intervention that we've had in recent memory. So we are looking at a more comprehensive solution that pairs this two-hour parking restriction with offers of services and housing and a vehicle buyback program that we believe are more comprehensive so we can help those families get to a better situation. As the mayor said, our goal is to provide a more permanent solution. Raising a child in an RV is not even the best answer for families, so we want to help everyone get to a better solution, and that's what this plan is intended to do. There's a definition in the vehicle code that we go through in the legislation. It's by, you know, over 20 feet, 7 by 7. And so that is spelled out in the legislation of what vehicles this applies to. Again, our goal is to address the large and oversized vehicles that are proliferating across San Francisco. Our team have done a detailed census to take inventory of all the vehicles that are here today and to make sure that we're able to both support those folks who are currently in vehicles and have a situation in the future where vehicles would be subject to that two-hour parking restriction.
Oh, Mayor, since we were here yesterday, the federal government has sent Marines into Las Vegas alongside the National Guard. Any indication that such things will be happening here? Have you heard from federal authorities?
We've only been in contact with local law enforcement. We did have CHP support last night, which I appreciated. We had it under control. I'm proud of the work of our public safety officials and officers from across departments here in the city. We kept it much calmer last night. I'm proud of the work that we did. I'm proud of the peaceful protesting that went on, and I'm proud of our response last night. I think we are showing people how to do it, and I think what the coordination that we showed last night was key to it. We were all here late into the night working together. We had a measured response, and I think we showed the country how you can peacefully protest. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.